Moral tales of kindness from Chinese culture, lessons in compassion and understanding.
The Chinese classic Roots of Wisdom states, "In life, taking a step back is a mark of greatness. Showing leniency is a blessing." This means showing kindness to others opens up a world of possibilities, and a broad mind leads to a clear sky. In life, yielding a step means leaving room for yourself to maneuver.
A person who knows how to yield possesses a generous spirit. A Ming Dynasty tale, turning enemies into friends through kindness.
In the Ming Dynasty, two feuding neighbors lived in a small town without any interaction. One evening, as they both left the market, one following the other at a distance, the man in front suddenly fell into a dark ditch with a loud cry.
Hearing this, the other man rushed to help, thinking, "This is a human life at stake. How can I just stand by?" He broke off a tree branch and extended it to the fallen man.
Upon being rescued, the fallen man looked up to find his rescuer was his sworn enemy.
Puzzled, he asked, "Why save me?"
The answer was simple yet profound. "Because of your cry, I was spared from falling myself. How could I not repay this kindness?" From that day on, the two former enemies became friends, turning a lifelong feud into a lifelong friendship.
The value of letting go. In reality, yielding a step in life is not a big deal.
Being overly stubborn can lead to more significant losses.
Yielding is an act of tolerance, understanding others' difficulties, and forgiving their mistakes.
As the saying goes, yielding a little does no harm. Accommodating others brings no loss.
If we constantly quarrel over everything, we lose more than we gain.
Sometimes, a step back can lead to a brighter path.
When you learn to yield, your life becomes more fulfilling. A Qing Dynasty episode, an act of righteousness saving lives.
During the Qing Dynasty, a man named Zhu Xinpu moved to Xintajun in Wuzhong County to seek refuge from war.
One day, he witnessed a man begging an elder for help in a tea house.
This man, along with his family, was in dire straits, having been robbed and reduced to begging.
He pleaded to board the elder's boat to return home, but was refused due to the cost of feeding his family during the journey. Moved by their plight, Zhu generously gave them money to return home.
However, Zhu was mocked by onlookers, who believed the family and the elder were con artists.
Skeptical at first, Zhu later saw them celebrating together and realized he had been deceived. Instead of anger, Zhu chose to see the bright side, saying, "Even if their story was false, my action was righteous.
Why trouble myself with regret?" 5 months later, as bandits ravaged the area, Zhu and his family, stranded by the river, saw the same boatman from Yancheng.
Recognizing Zhu, the boatman helped them escape the chaos.
Zhu's earlier kindness had come full circle, proving that those who suffer a loss ultimately do not lose out.
Translated by Audrey Wong. Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.